98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
I want you to message us now with a bit of good news. It's time for Good News Friday. Now, Good News Friday, as you probably know by now, is the part of our show where we ask you to share with us a bit of good news. Okay? Now, it can be the smallest, teeniest, weeniest bit of good news, but in your world right now, this very moment, it is good news. We know there's a lot of doom and gloom around and a lot of bad news. We want you to share with us some good news. Send me a WhatsApp right now to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98 with your bit of good news. So, let us start as we always do with Master Luke Dixon. Good morning, Luke.
Hi, guys. I'm not going to sing the song this week.
Ah,
it was
Luke.
Getting too predictable, wasn't
no,
it?
No, 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 no. Go on, sing
okay,
it. Go on.
Okay, then. Ba, 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 ba.
That's better.
Kennedy, did you really eat a Cadbury's cream egg for breakfast yesterday?
Yes, I did, Luke, and it was lovely.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. I won't eat the Cadbury's cream egg for breakfast.
It was lovely.
You know, shame. Anyway, here's my good news. I was able to teach my baby sister new words this week.
Brilliant!
It took me ages to get it right. She's gonna say it now. Can you guess what it is?
Okay, go on, try
Alexandria,
me.
Say the word. Go on.
Bell?
Now, can you guess what it is?
No, I've absolutely no idea what it is. No, sorry.
Come on, it's easy.
No.
Say it again, Baba.
Bell?
What is that? Dawa? No, I've no idea, Luke.
I'll give you a clue. It's my favourite movie. See if any of the listeners know. Mm. The answer is Star Wars.
Ah!
Isn't that great news that I'm able to teach her new words? I shall be a teacher when I grow up. 4 months holidays every year. That's better than a Cadbury's cream egg. Anyway, everybody, I hope you have a great weekend, everybody. Adios, amigos.
Thank you very much indeed, Master Luke Dixon, with his bit of good news. I want you to share with me right now on 0877 98 98 98 your little, small, teeny, weeny bit of good news. So Luke's good news is he's managed to teach his little sister how to say, Dawa. Which was Star Wars, which is Luke's favourite movie. So there you are. All right, let's kick off with Derek with his bit of good news.
Morning, Adrian. My good news Friday is that the 98FM Thunders are heading out to my house to give my wife her Dyson she won on Spin the Wheel. So that'll keep her busy for the weekend and it'll give me a break from doing the housework. Deadly.
Can I tell you, Derek, once you get your hands on the Dyson, you'll offer to do the hoovering all the time because they're so handy. No plugging it in and pulling wires around the place and all of that. No. That's so 1980s, that is. Anyway, enjoy your Dyson. 98FM's Spin the Wheel on the Big Breakfast every day here at 98FM. Now, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you, man? You all right?
I'm good. Paul, will you share with me a bit of good news?
Oh, yes. I've had a fantastic week this week. Everything's going my way. And on Monday, I turned the big Hawaii. I'm big 5-0.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still... I'm best, fitter and better than I ever been with all my dog walking and dog training. So it's absolutely fantastic.
That's fantastic. That really is. So turning the big 5-0, how did you feel about that?
Oh, it's grand. It's just a number.
It is just a number, I suppose. Now, under normal circumstances, would you have had a big party?
Well, my big plan all my life was to go and disappear off to Kenya in Africa. So to go on a safari because I'm a big animal boy. But instead of that, I might watch a bit of the Animal Channel or something like that. You know what I mean?
It's a bit of a difference now, but yes, okay. So will you eventually celebrate your 50th maybe next year and go off on a safari?
If I'm lucky. But the way I am with all the dogs and that, I walk and the cats to look after, I have my own mini safari, so I'm not really worried.
All right, very good. Well, anyway, congratulations on your bit of good news, turning the big 5-0 this week. Paul, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks, Adrian. You have a great one. Take care.
You too. All right, Paul, there you go. Keep them coming in. I want you to share with me a bit of good news. Now, your good news can be the smallest little thing in the whole wide world, or it can be major news. Like turning 50 is fairly major news. 087 798 98 98 is our WhatsApp number. Send them in WhatsApp 087 798 98 98. Let me go to line one, and Laurie, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Laurie.
Hiya, Jeremy. Now I have good news for you. There is no cream eggs in my house today, but I found mini eggs and I'm over the moon.
Well, I want to say thank you to Mr. Cadbury, because Mr. Cadbury sent me a hamper of cream eggs yesterday. A hamper of them.
Well, Jeremy, do you know
well, I'm Adrian. That's all right.
Adrian,
that's okay.
You can put them in your fridge.
Oh, no. You can't have... Cream eggs are not meant to be in the fridge because they go hard.
Well, listen, enjoy, you deserve them. That's your good news for the weekend.
It is, actually. You just reminded me my bit of good news. The Cadbury sent me a hamper of cream eggs yesterday. Put it this way, I'll be celebrating Easter until the end of the year. So... There's enough of them there.
2021 is looking up then.
All right, Larry, thanks very much indeed. Anna sent me a bit of good news to 0877 98 98 98.
I'm after selling my car for a good amount of profit. Yahoo!
That's good news, Anna. I'm after selling my car for a good amount of profit. How do you make money on a car? But anyway, Anne, you're on 98 FM. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Anne.
Very good news.
Go on.
My niece Kate and her partner Stephen had a baby boy, Dan, a beautiful brother for Brody, and my husband's niece Louise and her partner Adam had a beautiful baby boy, Finn, a beautiful brother for her daughter Hannah, and on top of that, my two sons are both starting new jobs next Monday.
Isn't that all amazing news?
Oh, it's amazing, and it's brilliant.
We've two babies.
Born
this week?
A week old. They're about 8 days old.
Very good. And your son starts a new job on Monday?
The two of them. Both of them, yeah, it's fabulous.
And what sorts of jobs do they have to get? And that's brilliant,
too. My one son's in accounts, and my other son is in science. And he's trying for months, Adrian. He got his doctorate, couldn't get anything, and he's starting a job on Monday, thank God. Wonderful, wonderful news.
That is such a sigh of relief, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. After all the long studying and everything, and it was hard. But look, thank God it's all over now, and hopefully now both of them will be very happy. It's great news.
That is brilliant news. God,
and the babies are wonderful news, too.
Isn't it amazing how a bit of good news can rub off on you, because you sound in great form.
I am. I'm such a lift and such a relief. Thank God. And
brilliant.
Everything went well. Thank God. Thank you for listening, Adrian. God
good
bless.
To talk to you, Anne. Thanks
bye
very
bye.
Much
Take
indeed.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There you are, you see. That's all good news. Keep your messages coming in to 0877 98 98 98. What is your good news? Leanne in Bray sent us a WhatsApp, and we're going to hear more. Oh, in fact, we have her on the line. Oh, we do, actually. Leanne, good morning to you.
Hi, Adrian.
Now, this is a bit of good news that I hope we're going to hear every week over the next couple of weeks. What is your good news?
My good news is yesterday I got the vaccine.
Sorry, yesterday you got, your line dropped?
I got the vaccine yesterday.
Did you indeed? Congratulations.
I'm so happy.
Is it something to be congratulated on, do you think?
Oh, definitely.
You're obviously a frontline worker or something, are you?
Yeah, I'm a healthcare worker, but I'm on maternity leave.
All right, okay, but you still got it because you'll be going back to work, will you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, well... I hope so, yeah.
Excellent. And, I assume it doesn't hurt. You didn't feel sick after it.
No, my arm is a little bit numb today, but that's it.
You'll get over that, yeah? You can cope with that. You get that from any injection.
Yeah.
But you're feeling grand and...
Yeah, feeling great.
And that's your first one. And when will you get your second one?
Not till May.
Not till May, okay. And then you'll be fully protected from this horrible virus and good to go. That's brilliant. And like I said, Leanne, I hope over the next couple of weeks I'm going to hear from more and more and more people with that bit of good news that they are now vaccinated.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's great news, Leanne. Congratulations. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
What is your bit of good news? Send me a WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98. Like Richie just
did. Come on, Adrian. My good news of the week is I've finally got my 86-inch TV. It's being delivered tomorrow. Have a good weekend.
Did he say 86-inch? Hang on, let's have a listen again.
Good morning, Adrian. My good news of the week is I've finally got my 86-inch TV.
He did. It's being delivered tomorrow. 86-inch.
Have a good weekend.
Do you live in a mansion, Richie? We have a 50-inch telly and it's massive. 86 inches of a telly. Carl sent me this.
Come on, lads. My good news Friday is I'm off next week. Happy days. Not like I can do much anyways, but shall look. A few jars in the sitting room and maybe into the kitchen and that's it. Have a nice weekend. No messing.
Very good, Carl. Thanks very much indeed. He's looking forward to his week off. It's gas, actually, in this place at the moment. You know, we're being asked, anybody booking any holidays? No. I've never seen people so devoted to actually going to work as they are at the moment. Not one person booking a holiday or booking time off work, even. Like, to do what? JD.
Good morning, Adrian.
Morning, JD. How are you getting on?
Good. My good news Friday is Leo says the pubs are going to be open on the 5th of April.
When did he say that?
Leading way. I'm at the gig. It was on the RT News there about 10 minutes ago.
That the pubs will be open in April?
He reckons the pubs will be open on the 5th of April.
Really?
Absolutely. And straight
Hang on. Are you only after waking up?
Not at all. I'm up the road since 6:30 this morning.
And so hang on, I'm trying to find this story here now because obviously...
He said there's three things to be open: the cinemas, the pubs, and all theatres could be open on the 5th of April.
April.
Just after Easter. That's how Easter Monday.
I can't find that story anywhere. I think you must have had a dream last night.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send it to you on WhatsApp now.
Do that.
And that's my good news because I can't wait to get out of the gaff. I swear to Jesus.
Well, here, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold and send it to me right now because I have to see this story if it's actually true. Okay, so stay on the line there now and send it to me to WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. On the vaccine, says this message, my uncle is 98 and he got his first jab today, although only today, which is a little bit slow, but at least he has finally got it. What is your good news? Send me a WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. JD, I'm still waiting for that.
It's gone to you there now.
Oh, it's gone to me there now. Okay, hang on now. I'll have a look now if this is actually true. He's claiming, he must have been, I think he's having a dream, but anyway, he's claiming that Leo Varadkar said the pubs would be open in April. Are you sure it's not April next year?
It better not be. Same this year, Paul. It's on the thing there.
No. I haven't got it yet.
I'm at the stand of Daniel.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting. I think you're winding us up. Connor sent me this WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Let's have a listen to Connor's bit of good news.
Adrian, my good news is I'm finally COVID free. Going back to work next week. A few drinks with the lads tonight.
Good man. He's finally COVID-free. That's a bit of good news, I suppose, isn't it? Keep them coming to 0877 98 98 98. Hang on, I'm trying to find... Oh, here's this story, and this is on the Irish Mirror. Sorry, JD, you still there? Okay, hang on. This is on the Irish Mirror, dated yesterday. Leo Varadkar hints at reopening plan as Ireland looks to Israel.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, no, I know you are. Good man, hang on now. Leo Varadkar said Ireland will be looking to Israel to assess the viability of using vaccine certificates at pubs, bars and other amenities. Blah-de-blah. And he said by June, the government would be looking to Israel. June, JD. June. Well, he's after hanging up now. Are you there?
No. Yes, I am.
No, June.
They don't. That's bad news, Friday. No, it's always April.
It's not April.
No.
So his bit of good news wasn't good news at all. I knew it was too good to be true. Keep them coming in to 0877 98 98 98. We want to hear from you your bit of good news. We'll squeeze in another couple with your good news and some lovely good news stories actually coming into us. This is from Tom.
Adrian, you're at the ruin in his day. He was all excited about getting out for a drink.
He was. Yeah, JD, he never said April. If we're lucky, we will have the pubs reopened in June. And that's only if we're lucky. Leo Varadkar hints at pub reopening plan as Ireland looks to Israel. Yeah, June. Relax there. There's no going for pints anytime soon. My good news is Coming to America 2 is finally on tonight. Is that on Netflix? Oh, it's on Amazon Prime, yeah. Coming to America 2, that's Eddie Murphy. If you remember the original Coming to America, it was actually quite funny, but Coming to America 2 is being released tonight. As if you can wait for that. And, tell that fella to read again. It is mad what people see when they want to see. They see what they want to see, yeah. Andy.
Adrian, my bad news Friday is I'm 50 on Sunday and can't have a party with my mates. No sesh.
That's no sesh. Poor El Andy. Actually, which brings us nicely. Thank you very much, by the way, for all of your good news. And we do Good News Friday every Friday on 98FM's Dublin Talks. Ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum. Bum, bum, ba-dum.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.